This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. We turn now to a view of today's inaugural festivities from an unusual vantage point. KRA's Bill Zeeble is in Russia. He's with a group of North Texans who are visiting Moscow to watch auditions for the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition. The winners will move on to the final contest in Fort Worth this May. I caught up with Bill from Moscow shortly after the inauguration. Bill, with all the talk over the last few months about Russia's efforts to sway the U.S. election, it must be a strange day to be there.
Moscow is like it is every day. There aren't a whole lot of people paying attention to this inauguration. Those Muscovites who speak English tell me that they're looking forward to see what happens with Donald Trump administration. Many of the folks I've talked to, they like Putin, but Trump is going to be a wait and see, but they're kind of optimistic.
Bill, what are the North Texans there saying about this day?
Well, some of them are sorry they're not in the States for the inauguration. There's a real mixed group here. There's some hardcore Republicans and some definite Democrats, but I talked to one, Jim Featherstone of Dallas.
For me, I've never been away for an inauguration, so I think a lot of this is serendipity, the timing, right? This was a chance to actually go listen to some great pianists at this wonderful conservatory, and the timing of the election and the inauguration is just coincidence.
So I've talked to some other folks, and they say, well, they knew that when they left, they would be leaving with one president in office, and when they returned, there will be a new president in office. Like I said, some are really optimistic about the new president. Some aren't so sure.
Now, Bill, Jim Featherstone mentioned the music there. What about the music? What have you seen there this week?
Several of the winners of past Cliburn competitions have come out of Russia, so there's very talented players in every city that these auditions are being held. And no question, there are a lot of talented players here, too. We've heard 10 pianists, and several of them have been in the Fort Worth competition in the Cliburn before. So there's hopes that they'll get to return, because it's a big deal. The Cliburn can make an international career, not just a local career.
What are the next steps for the Cliburn, Bill?
The Cliburn's been on the road for a few weeks. They go from Moscow to Seoul. But they'll also have auditions in New York, and they'll end the auditions in Fort Worth. In fact, one of the Japanese winners from a few competitions ago auditioned in Fort Worth and went on to win a gold medal.
That's KRA's Bill Zeeble reporting from the Russian capital of Moscow. We'll hear more about his journey next week. Bill, do svidaniya.
Rick, do svidaniya.